الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. So it was the period in Makkah Mukarrama, fourth year after Hijri, and an amazing incident occurred. Hazrat Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu anhu was taken captive after the Ghazwatul Raji'ah, and he was imprisoned in Makkah Mukarrama, and the people of Makkah had decided that we are going to assassinate him. They had passed the death sentence upon Khubayb radiallahu anhu to avenge the death of their leaders who had been killed in Badr and Uhud. So imagine this young man is imprisoned, shackled in a jail, and one of the female servants was walking past, and she says, "I saw him eating, holding a bunch of grapes at such a time when there weren't any fruits to be found in Makkah Mukarramah." So the date had been set, all the arrangements have been made, gallows had been set up, and Khubayb radiallahu anhu is taken to a place close to Tan'im, which we know today, and he's now hung up to be assassinated, executed. It's an exciting day. The news had been passed around in Makkah Mukarramah, and everyone gathered there. Excitement, revenge, anger, men, women, children, young, old, everyone gathered around to witness the sight of the execution of one of the murderers of our leaders. So Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu is hung up, and they begin to chop him, pierce him, cut his body whilst he's still alive. And with the blood gushing from his body, they now stop and ask him a question. "Would you like that Muhammad be in your place and his life be taken, and you can be relaxing comfortably, safely with your family?" These were the Sahaba of radiallahu anhu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a profound statement. We ab zar likhne ke qabil hai. We have to write it in our hearts, inculcate that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of our life, not only as a duty, but it has to become enjoyable. Jab namaz se mohabbat ho jaye, to wuzu ka pani tanda nahi lagta. When a person falls in love with salah, then even the water of wuzu doesn't feel cold. Any difficulty becomes easy, and he will overcome every obstacle to perform his salah. So we worried about roll call. One person said beautifully, "Bachpan mein lagta tha ke namaz na parne par saza milti hai. Ab pata chala ke namaz ki taufeeq na milna hi saza hai. Deprivation of prostration is damnation. Deprivation of prostration is damnation." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us 5 times daily salah musallim in the masjid wa takbir ula. So Sayyid bin Amir witnesses this. Then now they're all infuriated at his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For families with the household chores, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana fi mihnati ahli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us story. So this was the reason. Imagine the governor helping with household duty. Second complaint, he doesn't see us at night. He said, "I also do not like to reveal this. I have stipulated the day for the creation, makhluk, and the night for the khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So, respected friends, we have to build a special relationship, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special ibadat, besides our 5 times daily salah, fara'is, those compulsory actions that we have to do.
تقربت more. وما زاد عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. The more we engage in extra optional actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us His beloved. Third complaint, said one day in a month he doesn't come out at all. He asked, what's the response? He said, I only have one set of clothes, and once in a month, one day in a month, I wash my clothes, and I have no other clothes to wear in place of that, so I have to wait for it to dry, and then only I can wear it, and now most of the day has passed, so that is why I'm unable to come to the office to see to the needs of the people. Simplicity. I can't decide what I want to wear. I can't decide what I want to wear. Other people in the world, less fortunate than us, do not even have clothes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, I'm buying a 2,000 rand sneaker and I'm not happy. I'm feeling my jacket is already old and I want the latest design kurta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with simplicity. Look at those that are below us, the less fortunate. Think about them, assist them. Read our du'as when we're wearing our clothes, at least. Read our du'as when we're wearing our clothes. What's the du'a for him? Wearing clothes. So everyone. Alhamdulillah, الذي كساني هذا الثوب ورزقني من غير حول مني ولا قوة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Every morning, put a sticker there by your mirror. When you're combing your hair and looking at cleaning your face, then you remember to read the dua, inshallah. Fourth complaint. That he falls unconscious, epileptic fits, and ajeeb things happen to him. So he says, every time I picture that scene of Hazrat Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu anhu being murdered, mutilated body being chopped, the blood gushing from his body. And I think, what answer am I going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not assisting him in that plight of his? What answer am I going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? The fear of akhirat, the reality of akhirat. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. I'm going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. No interpreter, no one in between, me and Allah. How am I going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those deeds that I carried out in the dead of the night? How am I going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I saw the plight of the Muslim Ummah today, massacres taking place, Muslim children's bodies being torn apart, people dying of hunger and cold, and I haven't done anything to remedy the situation, to help the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring back those glory days of Islam. Really respected elders and brothers, respected friends, we have to think, ponder. We shouldn't be zombified, zoned into our screens, only thinking about my next game that I'm planned, that I've booked, and how to win this, and how to go to the next stage, and how to get more money, and all of those things. We have to think, ponder, live in the present. Think what is happening around us. Take lesson from the occurrences that are taking place around us. Respected friends, we have to think, ponder, make a decision, make a faisla, make a firm determination that I want to uplift the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that starts with myself. That starts with myself. Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu saw this incident of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, the murder of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, and this pushed him over to accepting Islam. It made a change within his life. He started with himself. I have to make that change in my life. I have to strengthen my iman. I have to strengthen my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tariqu yu'idu nafsahu.
That killing, that massacre, that assassination, that was the means of the Islam of Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu. Today, the atrocities that are taking place in Gaza, and the murder, the killing of our Muslim brothers, this is also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayat in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the means of hidayat for millions of people, thousands of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take lesson from this. So Umar radiallahu anhu was very pleased and happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu with amazing firasat, foresight, the ability to see the potential, the capabilities in a person and utilize those capabilities for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu Umar radiallahu anhu saw potential in Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu al-Jumahi and utilized it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nasu ma'adin ka ma'adin al-dhahabi wal-fidda. Each one of us are gold and silver mines. Each one of us has great potential and ability. We do not know our ability, but when we will put ourselves for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place where it's supposed to be utilized, goli ki taqat banduk mein hai. The strength of a bullet is in the gun. Sher ki taqat jungle mein hai. The strength of a lion can be seen in the jungle, in the Kruger Park, how it stalks and how it speedily catches the prey. Quran ki taqat badane insan ke andar hai. The Quran was revealed on the body, the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The strength of Quran will be seen when the Quran is practically in the limbs of our body. The lower ayat of eyes are in our eyes, the ayat of ears are in our ears, the ayat of hands are in our hands, the ayat of minds are in our minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to utilize our abilities for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu anhu made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not cause my good thoughts of Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu to be proven incorrect. Then Umar radiallahu anhu sends 1,000 dinars to Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu. He's right, he's happy. Shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sorted us out. Now you don't need to do all the household chores. We can get the khadim and the servant will sort out everything. Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu says, I got a better plan. Why don't we hand it over to somebody? Invest it. Such an investment that the returns of this investment will come to us at the time when we need it the most. So she thought, okay, very nice, man. So she said, very good, let's do this investment. So what he did, he called one of the members of his family, give, fill up into small bags, give to those orphans and those widows and those poor people and these children, till there was little bit left. What did he mean? Invest it in the akhirat. من الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. When will we need it the most? On the day of Qiyamah, in the akhirat. Where man's wealth is, that's where his heart is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare for the akhirat. To send good a'mal, send our wealth forward towards the akhirat. Then our hearts will be desirous of going to akhirat. I leave you with one message. Dunya ek test hai. Dunya ek test hai. Jannat hi mein rest hai. Jannat hi mein rest hai. Guna karna waste hai. Guna karna waste hai. Isliye request hai. Isliye request hai. Ke deen par chalo yahi best hai. Deen par chalo yahi best hai. Kyunki dunya mein tu guest hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the situation.